The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington today to meet Donald Trump. The pair are due to discuss and potentially sign a deal giving the United States access to Ukraine's mineral deposits such as lithium and titanium. Mr. Zelensky is pushing for greater security guarantees in return. Yesterday, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer was in the White House where he followed a template set down earlier in the week by the French President Emmanuel Macron. Ingratiate yourself with Mr. Trump, flatter him, and then find an opportunity to deliver your message. Joining us is Doyle McManus, who's Washington columnist with the LA Times. Doyle, thanks so much for talking to us today. How much is now known about this proposed deal?
Well, the bare outlines are beginning to leak out. There are an awful lot of details we don't know, but the bare outlines are that Zelensky has apparently agreed to a somewhat modified, softened form of Trump's initial demand, which was that Ukraine would get an extraordinary amount, roughly half of Ukraine's revenue from mineral developments, basically natural gas, lithium, and uranium, to repay, in a sense, the aid that the United States has given for the last 3 years. And in exchange for that, the United States would support Ukraine, would pay a still ambiguous backstop role in a European security arrangement, and in effect, not walk away and leave Ukraine to the mercies of Vladimir Putin.
As you say, there is a certain amount of ambiguity to all of this. I mean, Mr. Trump was asked about the security aspect of the deal yesterday, and he said something along the lines of there being no need for additional guarantees because there would be American workers on the ground in Ukraine.
And he's trying to thread the needle there because he said one thing very clearly: there will be no American troops on the ground, no American boots on the ground, but he's softened around the edges. He's saying there will be American civilians on the ground, and he's also stopped saying there will be absolutely no security guarantee. So there's going to be some very ambiguous security guarantee, probably including some backstage American intelligence support for that European force, if that comes together. A lot of other kind of shadowy roles. That's one of the big sticking points. We just don't know if that's going to work and what it's going to look like.
Mr. Trump has, to some extent, changed his tune on Volodymyr Zelensky, but I suppose it's hard to forget that earlier in the week, the United States sided with Russia on a vote in the United Nations.
Well, and that is Trump trying to really have it both ways. He wants his relationship with Putin repaired more than he really wants this relationship with Zelensky. That's the reason Zelensky is, in effect, caving in to what looks to most people around the world as an extortionate shakedown attempt. And so Trump is not going to fall in love with Ukraine. And is not going to declare himself a staunch ally of Zelensky. What he really wants to do is turn to the American people and say, Joe Biden spent billions and billions of dollars supporting Ukraine, and I just got a way to pay it back.
Doyle McManus in Washington, thank you very much.